As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And that sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. Show me your facts. Show me the law and show me your evidence, for goodness sakes. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, October the 26th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that anyway. Hard facts, certainly. Workable solutions, where we can find them and when we can find them. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those of you all across America without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too could be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of small town Tyrannical, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. And a big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis in Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals lower this morning on tenuous U.S. dollar following the G20 meeting. We'll talk about that. Midterm elections just 7 days away. The Republicans eyeing 6 governorships. We'll go there perhaps as well. Foreclosure fraud still in the news. Outsourcing, corruption index, top daily notice. Well, we'll go all of those places too. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City for Tuesday, October the 26th, 2010, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, found gold trading down $6.50. Of course, just at airtime, it was off $10.50. So the downward trend happening this morning. But at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but an hour ago, gold was off $6.50, trading at $1,333.80 an ounce. Silver, likewise, off 33 cents, down at trading at $23.33. Still, that's a nice price for silver. Platinum up $2 at $1,694 for a troy ounce of platinum, and palladium off $3 at $605 an ounce. Anyway, not too bad in the precious metals area. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning. Fairly good spread developing, however. $1,328.10 for a low, $1,341.90 for a high. But at $1,333.80, your gold is up year-to-year $295.50 an ounce for a 28.47% return on your investment in that precious metal arum there. Argent is silver, of course. Continuing, says the SPDR, or let's see, London Gold Fix this morning, the AM London Gold Fix, the London Bullion Market Association. Have you visited their website, lbma.org? Check it out. The London Bullion Market Association fixed the price. These are the price fixtures, the gold fixtures, at $1,334. We were 20 cents below that at 9 o'clock a.m. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, October the 26th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday, you're on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Be sure to jump in the chat room at becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room. I'll be popping in and out of the room throughout the broadcast. Let's go back to our market report for this morning. Active trading once again out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, pound gold trading down $6.50 an ounce at $1,333.80 and falling, I might add. Silver off 33 cents at $23.31. Platinum up $2 at $16.94 an ounce, and palladium off $3 at $605. Again, the boys in London set the price at $1,334. It began trading immediately below that. It's going lower still at this time right now. It's $10. It's off $10.50, according to the charts on Kitco. But we'll see where it goes this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 31 at 11,164. The NASDAQ closed up 11 at 24.91. And the S&P 500 closed up 3 at 1186, 1,186 on the S&P 500 yesterday. Crude oil this morning off 39 cents, trades at $82.13 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index, of course, you can find out more about that trade-weighted basket of currencies at the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website, theice.com. Shows it off 38 basis points this morning at 77.51. course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, the Forex market, where we find the Canadian loonie off 46 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 97 cents. The Mexican peso down 17 basis points, yet still on the high side of 8 cents U.S. The euro off 50 basis points this morning at $1.39. That makes everybody feel happy, I guess. Happy, how specious. Somebody please define what it is. Happy, what is? Qu'est-ce que c'est? Happy. Okay, British pound this morning up, the only one of our indicators up and up strongly, up 74 basis points at $1.59 U.S., and the Swiss franc off 66 basis points, coming down closer to parity once again at $1.02 U.S. In the bond market, the two-year treasuries, the bonded indebtedness, the yield on the two-year is 0.37 miserable percent, not much there at all. Why anybody would go into the treasuries is a mystery to me. The 10-year yield is not much better at 2.60%. Can you imagine, folks, with an option in front of you? Should you invest in gold? Should you invest in silver? Where you see 28.47% return on your investment in but 1 year and get involved in a 10-year treasury at 2.60%. Boy, talk about slipping backwards. Anyway, it gets even worse if you go into the 30-year at 3.95% return on your investment. Pretty poor. The mortgage market this morning, however, takes advantage of that, where the 15-year mortgage rates, fixed rate mortgages, moved down from 3.80% a month ago to 3.63% this month. Boy, they're going towards zero on the mortgage rates. You get a house, it's free money. All you got to do is pay off the principal, and it's yours. 30 years this year, this morning, 30-year mortgages moved down from 4.49% a month ago to 4.20% as they try and corral people and herd people into the mortgage market to pick up all of this fraudulent foreclosure paper that's out there. And the prime rate stands at 3.25%. Let's go into that market report and look a little bit. See what Econody has for a calendar today. Rather busy day in the economy this morning. They got the ICSC Goldman store sales, which we'll give you in a moment. The Red Book is out. The Case-Shiller Home Price Index is out. Consumer confidence report should be out during the next break. The FHFA House Price Index comes up. State Street, so on and so forth. Lots of things happening. Of course, everybody's looking forward to Thursday's jobless reports. And tomorrow, at about showtime, we should have the new home sales report out. So let's go into the Case-Shiller and the other documents here first. The ICSC Goldman store sales. Again, we've been following this. And as we'll hear, if you look at the Bloomberg website, which is where most of my news comes off of, you go and look at the Bloomberg website, you'll see that they take these little teeny one-liner and two-liner and two, sometimes three or four-sentence reports, and then they build them into the news for the day, all right? But we don't do that here. We just report what we find. The ICSC, Goldman, reports soft sales for chain stores as it extends the downside of its on-year full-month target to a plus 2.0 to a plus 2.5% from its prior target of a plus 2.5%. Now, what are we talking about? Store sales. Wow, hard to say all this stuff. Store sales as 0.3. They were looking at something else. Store sales year to year is 1.9%. But the report says that warm weather, now get this, warm weather is hurting the sales of seasonal goods. That's right, folks. Global warming impacting the sales of seasonal goods. Everybody's holding off on buying those sweaters and those little caps and beanies, you know, gloves and things like that. No, we're not doing that. We're still buying bathing suits in America because it's so warm out, right? The on-year rate for the October 23rd week is 1.9%. Blah, 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 blah. Let's go to the next one, which is very similar. This is the Red Book. Now, these are just two ways of looking at exactly the same thing, two different reports. Both of them you can find on the Econoday.com website. Here's the Red Book report. Red Book reports a plus 2.8% on-year rate for chain store sales, pointing to a month-to-month 0.3% rise, all right? Once again, you got 100 pennies, and we're going to slip 3 pennies into your stack, and you're going to feel better, right? Yeah. The latter indication points to strength for the X-Auto, X-Gas. They always got to get rid of the X-Autos. They got to get the autos out, and they got to get the gasoline out, because those are the things you really need. And then we're going to go into the store, and we're going to look at pantyhose, right? All right. So category of the monthly retail sales report, Redbook, says sales of seasonal goods were strong in the week and that retailers are discounting the Halloween goods to lure customers into the stores for higher margin goods. You know, this is the merchant man's holy days. They use these holy days to drive up their, you know, bottom line and drive yours down. Anyway, I hope you're not fooled by that sort of stuff. It notes that Halloween falls on a Sunday this year versus Saturday last year, a calendar effect that should help sales. My, oh my. Might want to go back a year or so ago and listen to some of the broadcasts I've done to open up the real understanding of what is All Saints Eve. Halloween, my goodness. Anyway, let's jump in a little further here. This is the real important one, the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index. This is released this morning. The 10-city, I'm not going to go through the numbers. It's kind of boring. Case-Shiller says its August report is disappointing, showing a 0.2% decline for the adjusted composite 10 index following no change in July. Barry the Usurper missed his change. We didn't get no change in July, and things ain't looking any better this morning. It's disappointing. The adjusted composite 20 index is down 0.3% in August, following July's 0.2% decline. All right? Get your anchor ready. Pitch it out the window, because we're going down the hill. Weakness was very broad-based, with 18 of 20 cities posting declines, and the remaining two showing no change. Ain't no change. Okay. The adjusted on-year rate fell to 2.5% versus July's plus 4%. Unadjusted data are almost as weak on the year-on-year composite 10 rate at plus 2.6%. Whatever that means, I don't know. We'll pick it up on the other side of these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So once again, back into the balance of this Kay Schiller report. You know, this is what everybody's looking at to hang their hat on this one. You know, it's housing. It's all housing, right? Everything in the world hinges upon housing. We got a super glut of housing. We got more houses. There's houses all over this neighborhood. This little neighborhood that I live in here, unfortunately, having moved from the wonderful solitude of my farm to this place. Well, anyway, it looks like a picket fence for all the for sale signs, you know, and lots of foreclosures going on in here, too. But anyway, yesterday's existing home sales report showed a sizable fall in prices for September, pointing to trouble for price readings in tomorrow's September new home sales report. Sagging home values continue to be a major problem for the nation's homeowners, many of whom are struggling to keep up with their mortgage payments. Next data on home prices will be today at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time with the FHFA House Price Index. All right? So things are not looking really, really rosy. And this is the way they spin it in Bloomberg, okay? You take something simple and then you build it into long, lengthy articles. Well, here it is. Bob Wills putting it to paper. October the 25th, 2010. Home prices in 20 U.S. cities probably rose at a slower price. Well, unfortunately there, Bill and Bob, you wrote it yesterday afternoon. Should have waited until the morning when the Schiller Index came out, because it didn't probably rise. It probably fell. But that's the way it goes, as long as it's probably unexpectedly, you know, no one knows for sure. And the S&P Case-Shiller Index increased 2.1% from August 2009, the smallest year-over-year gain since February, according to the median forecast of 27 economists, blah, blah, blah. The end of a government credit worth as much as $8,000 precipitated a decrease in purchases that has yet to be reversed, okay? Now, they've been using this thing as some kind of a point man, a go-to story for everything about housing ever since this came to pass. You know, they threw out this free money on houses. If you'd go out and buy a house, you know, they give you an $8,000 tax credit, and you just get out there and get it. So just like the Cash for Clunkers program, didn't really help. It stimulated buying in 1 month, but it took it away from all of the succeeding months. All right, and we're still feeling the impact of that. Anyway, it goes back to Bob Wills here. He says, the end of a government credit worth as much as $8,000 precipitated a decrease in purchases that has yet to be reversed. So everybody that was really looking or really needing a house went out and bought one. They got their tax credit, and then everybody else went to bed. All right, that's the way it is. Keeping pressure on prices in the coming months. At the same time, record foreclosures will dump more properties on the market, and unemployment will restrain sales, indicating housing's role in the economic recovery will be limited. So even though you might be out there, you know, scratching the dirt, putting footings and concrete blocks up, don't anticipate selling that house anytime soon unless you've got a real bonus. And we got a guy around here that's a little bit brighter than the average. He's building little teeny houses, and I'm talking little teeny houses. You know, they're like four square, but simple, you know, just four walls, a couple of windows, pitch roof. He's got a couple, three of them going. He's already sold one, it looks like, all right? Going away from McMansions and all the rest of that, going down to something that people could actually afford to heat and to live in and to buy. That makes good sense to me. It's a fundamental imbalance between very, very weak demand and very, very high supply. I'd say that's fundamental, but we had to go to Paul Dales, a U.S. economist at Capital Economics Limited in Toronto, to get it. Here's his quote, prices need to change, and that points to a downward movement. So we'll see that. It'll continue. And then it goes on, talks about the confidence board and the rest of it. Here's another one on outsourcing. This is what they claim. Again, public notice, public news, is how Anthony likes to say, public notice. by Matthew Campbell, October the 25th, 2010, yesterday afternoon's news, the Cleveland Police Authority, wow, in North England, is paying Group Styria SCA to help manage the control room of the 2,200-strong police force, allowing Chief Constable Sean Price to, quote, concentrate on policing, close quote. I wonder if that's community policing they're doing over there. The Cleveland Police Authority in England, not Cleveland, but Cleveland, all right, 2,200-strong police. I wouldn't want to live there, would you? 2,200-strong police force. The 211 million euro or $295 million U.S. 10-year contract to take calls, assist in preparing criminal case files, and manage payroll recruitment and expenses became effective October the 1st. All right, they outsourced this. All right, see, one ringy dingy, two ringy dingies. Hello, Cleveland Police Authority. Can we help you? Yeah, the guy breaking in my house. I'm over on Sussex Avenue. Sussex what? Avenue. And where are you calling from? What do you mean, where am I calling from? Is this Cleveland Police? Yeah. Well, I'm in North England. Oh, North England. How's the weather there today? What do you mean, how's the weather here today? I got a guy breaking in. Oh, well, I'm sorry. Sorry. Okay, I pay attention now. See, I'm in India. I could care less, brother. Who cares about your miserable house? Who cares someone crashing your house? Who cares? Shut up, sit down, be quiet. We send someone when we have time. We have 2,200 people. They're all very busy. Got lots of donuts, lots of coffee. So shut up. Don't call this number again. Waste our time. We're a phone bank in India. Okay, this is Punjab. You know, fuck it. India, right? Yeah, Woody Harrelson. Anyway, the 211 million euro, $295 million, 10-year contract. What do? They take the calls for the police department, assist in preparing criminal case files, and manage payroll, recruitment, and expenses, and it became effective on October the 1st. Price and other first-time customers seeking to simplify back-office questions or upgrade rickety computer systems are helping information technology services companies such as Styria, Capgemini SA, Cognizant Technology Solutions Corporation grow faster than the economies they serve. Quote, outsourcing used to be a bit of a dirty word, close quote, Price said in an interview. I don't think that's the case anymore. Gosh, maybe he needs to come on and be a guest for a little while. I can give him my peace of mind about outsourcing. France's Capgemini and TNEC, New Jersey-based Cognizance, have raised their outlooks this year. I mean, you see, am I the only one? I mean, is it just early? Maybe I haven't had enough coffee yet. Perhaps I should light up another cigarette. All right? This doesn't feel right to me. You're outsourcing the telephone response in a police department to some company offshore. Does this make sense to you? IT is doing better than the economy. François Hinaud, chief executive officer of Valisi France-based Styria, said in an interview, quote, the crisis forced companies in many industries to reconsider the way they do business and their cost model. The crisis. Never let a good crisis go to waste, right? Rahm Emanuel? About 53% of public and private sector organizations in Europe surveyed by Gartner Inc. plan to outsource more this year, while 40% plan to increase spending on IT services, the research firm said September the 7th. I wonder how many people up there in this Cleveland Police Authority in North England, how many people lost their jobs to the outsourcing going on here. So now you have more unemployed people sitting around twiddling their thumbs in England and the United States. About 53% of public and private sector organizations in Europe, again, plan to outsource more this year. The recovery in spending has been slower at large corporations, postponing the rebound at such companies as International Business Machines Corporation, in other words, known as IBM, the world's largest computer services provider. Well, there's more in this, too. We're going to go into the cloud before we're done with this article.
cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we're looking into this insanity of outsourcing just a little bit further. This author is quoting a fellow named Price who says, you know, that outsourcing used to be a dirty word, but it's not really considered. Here's the quote. Outsourcing used to be a bit of a dirty word. I don't think that's the case anymore. That's the way things go. They tell it to you often enough, and then the next thing you know, it becomes just, you know, blasé. The way it is. Continuing, these large, very large corporate IT projects of the type that IBM would get involved in aren't recovering to the same extent as the smaller pieces of work, which are more significant to smaller companies, said Gianluca Tremerser, an analyst with Gartner in Milan. These large contracts have traditionally been multi-year commitments with a fixed base of servers and personnel. While those are harder to come by, smaller companies are increasingly able to outsource some options pay as you need. And that's in part thanks to the spread of cloud computing services. Come on up into the clouds. Which shrink the footprint necessary for upgrades to IT infrastructures by sorting data and applications online. Want to know more about the cloud computing? Visit with Doug Owen and Michael Vail, they'll fill you all in on cloud computing. Providers, including Sturia and Capgemini, are promoting pay-as-you-need cloud-based services, challenging the industry's use of long-term contracts. The cloud, little rain on your parade this morning. The cloud should enable entry into these services faster, said Patrick Carberg, a researcher for the London School of Economics Information Systems and Innovation Group. God, someone passed me the scotch. Start off with a pop this morning. The promise of the cloud is more flexibility. That's what we need to do. We need to go over and talk to the London School of Economics or the Council on Foreign Relations and get all of our intel there, huh? That's helping cloud services grow faster than more traditional IT. Worldwide cloud services revenue is expected to reach $68.3 billion this year, up almost 17% from 2009, while overall global IT spending may rise about 4%, according to Gartner. Emerging markets? Tata Consultancy this month reported a quarter-on-quarter increase in revenue of about 12%, the biggest jump in more than 4 years. Infosys raised its full-year revenue forecast to about $6 billion, compared with the July. And you see the problem with all of this IT stuff, folks, is that you can't sleep under it. You can't eat it. You can't wear it. Right? You can't. It doesn't help you to get around, motate you around town. It's just stop. Electrons floating around, right? And billions of dollars are being made as we play with all this cheap Chinese plastic crap and these tippy-tappies that track us and trace us. We're forging the chains that will be used to enslave us. At Capgemini, Europe's largest IT service provider, the second quarter revenue climbed 1.9% to 493 million euros in France, while people in France are out in the streets rioting and protesting over their pensions, of all things. In France, and 6.6. In Asia, Latin America, and Europe outside of France, the UK, and the Benelux countries, sales in the UK and Ireland slid almost 9%. Capgemini spent 233 million euros for a 45% share of the Brazilian provider CPM Braxis in September. India's HCL Technologies Limited and Wipro Limited have suggested they may do deals in Europe to expand their services on the continent. The IT sector, moving and grooving. There was a surge in pent-up demand that we saw in the first and second quarter, Cognizant CEO Francisco de Souza said. First half revenue, it's Cognizant, surged 35% to about $2 billion. And you can't even give a house away in this country, and these guys are raking in this kind of money. IT providers also face a battle to safeguard revenue from cuts in government spending. Got to be very concerned about cuts in government spending. Government spending is most of what all this IT is about. Again, it's the GIS, GPS, Global Governance System. Tracking and tracing you from cradle to grave as they build a global panopticon to observe your every motion and every movement and to respond to your every thought. The problem for many governments is that they don't have enough competent in-house people. God, you could say that again. Write it in letters 10 feet tall. There will be a response among the providers to create more efficient services, and it's a big opportunity at the moment. At the Cleveland Police Authority, meanwhile, Price is fielding queries from other police departments for the service contract he has with Steria. There's going to be a huge amount of interest in partnerships, public-private partnerships. Partnerships like this, he said. So far, we've had 29 police forces in England and Wales contact us to find out about what we're doing. Probably like to contact them to find out what they're doing myself. Maybe this is some more of this, the advancement of common purpose in England, jolly old England. Well, here's another one. Talk about pit bulls. I don't know, looking at this woman, she doesn't strike me as a pit bull, but perhaps she is. All right, that's what happens when you cross femininity and lawyers. Tom Wheelock, writing with Laurel Brubaker, Culkins, and Jody Shen, collaboratively writing for Bloomberg last afternoon. Kathy D. Patrick is a Houston lawyer who spends her Sundays teaching children about God. The rest of the week, according to one attorney who knows her, She can be as, quote, frightening as a pit bull on steroids. Look out for Kathy. She's a bad customer. All right? She's got the wrath of God in her heart. Watch out for her. That's bad news for issuers of mortgage-backed securities like Bank of America Corp. Patrick represents bond investors, including the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and BlackRock, Inc. I wonder if she's ever stopped to wonder what BlackRock is. Has she ever really looked at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York? She represents these bond investors. She teaches children about God on the weekend. Then she works for Satan during the week. Kind of a peculiar personality. Kind of divided, maybe. I don't know. Split thing. Maybe she has to carry two combs to work with her to do her hair in the restroom, who are seeking to force the bank to buy back bad home loans, claiming the debt failed to match contractual promises about its quality. Her law firm, Gibbs and Bruns LLP, is a 30-lawyer outfit. Cool. I wouldn't even want to live in the same neighborhood. That says it specializes in bet the company litigation. Bet the company litigation, whatever that's supposed to mean. This month, it reached a settlement with J.P. Morgan Chase and the Bank of Montreal stemming from an alleged fraud at a Canadian gold company. Well, I'd like to hear the details on that one. I think I remember hearing about that alleged fraud. You find out what the settlement was with J.P. Morgan Chase and the Bank of Montreal. Earlier this year, Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., and the UBS AG settled with the firm over the sale of $550 million in mortgage-backed securities. Patrick reached that settlement on behalf of her clients just 2 months after filing suit. Patrick, 50, is, quote, fearless and tenacious, said Dan Cogdell, a Houston criminal defense lawyer, who said she's capable of pit bull-like aggressiveness if the need be. If she succeeds in getting Bank of America to settle, it may trigger more calls for buybacks in the $1.4 trillion market for so-called non-agency mortgage securities with lack of government backing. So she's coming into this discussion, and they're laying it out in a rather weird way. Hard to follow the thread in this particular article. Is she on the side of God and good? The Bible and the flag and all that? Or is she working for the Fed? Sounds like she's working for the Fed, but she's taking on the banks. Cognitive dissonance screaming in my brain here. Bank costs from repurchasing mortgages and such securities may total as much as $179.2 billion, including expenses related to suits against bond underwriters. Chris Gamatoni, a Compass Point Research and Trading LLC analyst, estimated in August. $179.2 billion. Small change, right? In June of 2009, Patrick got Credit Suisse Group AG and Deutsche Bank AG to agree to pay $1.73 billion to end litigation over their decision to back out of the leveraged buyout of the Huntsman Corp. She seemed to be relatively successful. She has a deep understanding of the banking process and the constraints, motivations, and incentives of the banking industry. Well, that's pretty simple. Profit good, loss bad. You can write that one on a 3-5 card. In the fight against Charlotte, North Carolina-based Bank of America, Patrick represents the biggest bond investors in the U.S., including PIMCO, which runs the world's biggest bond fund. Well, there's more to that article. It's a lengthy one. I'll let you read it. We'll pick up with some more news right after these words. Stay tuned.
Published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Tong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Tong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Tong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Tong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metal also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So let's jump away from the Pitbull lawyer here and jump over into this one. This is off Bloomberg as well. Martin Cronin Fisk writing for Bloomberg. Bank of America Corp., J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, and seven other banks or loan servicers were subpoenaed by the Texas Attorney General, Greg Abbott, for information about their foreclosure practices. A spokesman said, all right? This Texas Attorney General, Greg Abbott, seems to be a bit more of the pit bull. Hopefully he will be. Quote, the state is subpoenaing information and documents. Jerry Strickland, the spokesman, said yesterday in an interview, he didn't elaborate. The state has also subpoenaed Ally Financial, that's GMAC, City Mortgage Incorporated, that'd be Citibank, and Wells Fargo and Company. Abbott began investigating foreclosure practices in Texas following the disclosure of a December deposition in which an employee of Ally's GMC Mortgage unit testified that his team signed about 10,000 documents a month without verifying their accuracy. You know, I mean, if you want to hear a blow-by-blow account of a similar deposition, jump up on MikeChambersLive.com and go back and grab his archive of the day and sit back and listen while you read along with him as he reads this, one of these depositions. I mean, this is fraud. Fraudulent conversion, you know. Criminal concealment. Big time. And this is the direction that this article is going to go. The Texas subpoenas followed letters sent by Abbott's office to 30 loan servicers on October the 4th, asking them to halt foreclosures in the state pending a review of their practices. Abbott asked banks then to identify employees. All right. Now, this is a part of it I don't really care too much about. the idea of identifying the employees. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go inside of these boiler rooms, and we're going to find the people who responded to an advertisement for a job, and they came in and they're working at some subpar amount of money, likely, perhaps not. They might have been getting all kinds of presents and graft and corruption. But going after the employees rather than going after the principals. The principals knew what was going down here. They didn't create these jobs in these mortgage boiler rooms for nothing. We talked about Stern the other day, raking in the billions down in Florida. Well, same thing going on over here in Texas, but we're going to go instead, and we're going to go in and after the employees, all right? And whip them to death and get $60 or maybe make them do jail time instead of going after the billionaires. Anyway, Abbott asked banks then to identify employees who filed faulty affidavits or other documents in the state and identify foreclosures that use such documents. He also asked lenders and servicers to halt all sales of properties previously foreclosed upon and stop all evictions. Now that's pretty strong and powerful medicine. 26 of those companies responded to the letters according to a spreadsheet of answers sent yesterday by Strickland. J.P. Morgan findings? J.P. Morgan, quote, admits to finding affidavits signed by other personnel and not by the affiant, close quote. Abbott's office said in the document, quote, also admits to some instances where signed without notary, despite these issues, Chase feels the affidavits are accurate. Despite these issues, Chase feels these affidavits are accurate. How can it be an affidavit if there's no notarial seal? The bank, quote, plans to file replacement affidavits. No, thank you. No, we're not going that way. We're not going backwards in time and filing replacements so that you can continue to conceal your fraud. I hope this attorney general's office is brighter than that. The bank plans to file replacement affidavits in all pending foreclosures and making changes to ensure affidavits are notarized legally. Remember that piece of legislation usurper was, you know, put his pen to? Retroactively going back in and cleaning up the corruption. That doesn't work. We need to do the perp walk here, you know. We need to break apart some of these things. We need to sell that Bugatti, Mr. Stern. Some of those Porsches, all those Mercedes, the mansions. Yeah, that's right. We want your bank account. We'll visit the sins of the father on the children to the third generation. Clean them out. All those gifts you gave away to people, they're all coming back. Sorry. You've been ripping off the public, and it's time for you to pay the price. Maybe we need to go back to a new kind of stocks and bonds. You know the ones I'm talking about, out in the street. Let people throw tomatoes at this puke. Well, continuing. Wells Fargo's review of its practices, quote, validated that processes and procedures are accurate. Wells Fargo's review of its practices validated that processes and procedures are accurate. All right, you know, it's kind of like, you know, asking the burglar if he thinks he committed a crime. Oh, no. The window was wide open, invited me in. I couldn't resist. I was walking by on the street, and I saw this woman, you know, toweling off after the shower. And so I just came in the front door and raped her. I mean, she was enticing me. No. Validated that processes and procedures are accurate. Bank of America, quote, is currently reviewing its processes to ensure that they comport with best practices. Best practices. Lessons learned. Best practices. According to the summary, Ally responded to the attorney general in an email that it had suspended foreclosures as of October the 6th, the state said. Ally reported, quote, working hard to resolve any problems. Once they know for certain that problems do not exist, they'll resume their foreclosure sales. Mm-hmm. Gina Proia, a spokeswoman for the Detroit-based Ally, declined to comment on the subpoena. Working diligently? We're working diligently to review and remediate the potentially affected files, close quote, she said in an interview, quote, we've not found evidence of inappropriate foreclosures, quote, in this review, she said. The company is, quote, only moving forward, quote, close quote, on foreclosure sales that have been reviewed and deemed appropriate, she said. Deemed appropriate. Tom Kelly, a spokesman for the New York-based J.P. Morgan, declined to comment. Shirley Norton, a spokeswoman for the Charlotte, North Carolina-based Bank of America, said the company doesn't comment on subpoenas. Vicki Adams, a spokeswoman for San Francisco-based Wells Fargo, didn't immediately return a call seeking a comment yesterday, so on and so forth. So that continues. Here's a little bit more. And I think this might be a good thing. Of course, we'll have to carry it into the second hour. Schools may lose funding for ignoring bullying of gay students, the U.S. says. U.S. says. The U.S. can't say anything. The U.S. is a legal fiction, all right? It doesn't exist other than on paper, so it doesn't really say anything. So some spokesperson speaking on behalf of the U.S. Corporation said something. Let's find out. Jeffrey Rung writing this for Bloomberg. Schools that don't address the bullying of gay students may lose U.S. funds. What a blessing. That's the way, folks. You can get out of the U.S. funds by not addressing the bullying of gay students. And you're out. It's a get-out-of-jail-free card. All right. Schools that don't address the bullying of homosexual students may lose U.S. funds for not enforcing gender discrimination laws. Wait a minute. Gender discrimination? That's not gender discrimination. Those are crimes against nature. That's sexual deviancy. Has nothing to do with gender. This a boy, this girl, boy, girl. Nothing to do with that. The Federal Department of Education will announce today. Federal officials, for the first time, will advise schools that such actions could constitute harassment. Such actions could constitute harassment if they don't address bullying of gay students, homosexuals, and that they may be violating civil rights statutes enacted from 1964 to 1990, and those laws protect students from discrimination based on what? Race, religion, national origin, disability, or gender. So let us not discriminate against the boy children, you know, little boy students and the little girl students. No, that's not what's happening here. The problem is the homosexual population in schools is growing because the children, the young ones, are being encouraged to explore homosexuality by whom? By their teachers and by the media. Is it any wonder that they're going down these avenues when everybody's painting the picture as rosy? The announcement will clarify the protections extended to homosexual, what they say is gay, lesbian, and transgender students. I guess adding more words and more adjectives makes it a better thing, easier to swallow. How about homosexuality? How about pedophilia? How about pederasty? Okay, these are words we can understand. We'll be right back.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you.
Angel, Don't Play This Harp, is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, October the 26th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Back into the news basket, first hour of the broadcast, consumed by a variety of public notice off the Bloomberg website. Looking at the sliding economic situation, looking at what's coming down on us and at us as a result of the G20 meeting over in Seoul. Yeah, it's not in Seoul. I can't even pronounce the name of South Korea. The town is a very peculiar name. Could have held it in some place like Boston, you know, at least we could pronounce it, but they didn't. Anyway. Now we're looking at this article here about the United States denying federal funding to schools that don't take positive action about bullying inside the schools of gay students, homosexuals. Well, I don't know. You know, we used to go through that. There was a process called ostracizing when people didn't, fit inside of the social norm. They were ostracized, outcasted, outlawed. And it was a way that we could, you know, keep our system running relatively well without having to enforce the gendarmes. You know, custom laws created out of customs, tongues, tribes, creeds, traditions of man. And if people feel that, you know, putting part A and part B in the wrong place and stirring isn't the right thing to do, then they ostracize and they outcast. And so a certain amount of bullying by the students may help some of these young people from making serious life-changing mistakes. Real difficult to go backwards after that. You know, walk around wear your I'm proud to be a lesbian t-shirt when you're 14 years of age. You know, maybe you want to rethink that. Maybe your parents need to sit down and talk to you a little bit. Maybe the parents might even consider, you know, enlisting the aid of a counselor like a pastor. You know, a preacher. Maybe sit down and work through the Bible one time, the right sections. I don't know. I don't understand it. Why people make that mistake. But continuing, he says, the announcement will clarify that protections extend to gays, lesbians, and transgender students, all of which fall under the heading, actually, of homosexuals. And if you look in the dictionary and look up the word homosexual, you'll immediately come right on top of this. You look up gay, you won't get it, unless you're, I guess, got a 2010 dictionary. Anyway, we're not creating any new policy, they say. Courts have long held that gender stereotyping of gay people may be a violation of civil rights. Long held? Excuse me, I've got an 1875 Webster, Noah Webster's, excuse me, 1828, isn't it? Yeah, Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary. You're going to find any of these words in it. What do you mean long held? You know, the whole idea of common law is from time out of mind. Not local, you know, late history. And then she continues here, this woman, Ollie, said, it's certainly unprecedented as far as I can remember. Well, I don't even know if this Kristen Amundson, former chairwoman of the Fairfax County, Virginia School Board, I don't even know if she can remember what she had for breakfast. Who cares as far back as she can remember. Maybe she has a weak memory. Certainly unprecedented. Amundson, a Democrat who served served five terms in the Virginia legislature, is communications director for education sector, a policy organization based in Washington. Quote, it does, to me, feel very different, close quote, from previous U.S. administration's interpretations of the law, she said. Well, maybe she does have a better memory than I thought. Rutgers death. A suicide of the students such as Tyler Clementi, who was a freshman at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey, have sparked campaigns against bullying. Clemente plunged from the George Washington Bridge into the Hudson River on September the 23rd, 3 days after live video of a sexual encounter between him and another man was transmitted on the internet. You know, where are his parents in this? Where are his real friends? Does he have any real friends? This all could have been averted. You know, just get a hand mirror out. Check it out for yourself. Which sex are you?
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
You know, I know I should probably not even report this article, you know, but this is the kind of insanity that goes on. Unbelievable, really, to me. A school must take prompt and effective steps reasonably calculated to end the harassment, eliminate any hostile environment and its effects, and prevent the harassment from recurring, the agency said in a letter it's sending to the school. That's the education department. They must establish anti-discrimination plans after an incident occurs or face the loss of federal aid. The White House will convene a conference on bullying and harassment in backseats of limousines while they smoke crack. Well, that's not what the article said here. Early next year, the Department of Education said in a news release, in addition, the Department of Education will hold a series of workshops for school administrators around the country on anti-bullying measures. Man, maybe they ought to just have some anatomy charts, you know? Get somebody with a pointer to come in and point out all the pertinent parts and explain their purpose, all right? The way the Creator intended for them to be used. Wouldn't it be a lot easier to just, you know, teach the young people how their body was intended to function and then encourage them, you know, to treat it well and respect it well? Yeah, that's not that's not politically correct anymore, I guess. Here's a quote. I thought this was really telling why I wanted to do the article. It's always easier to change behavior. This is a quote now. It's always easier to change behaviors than it is to change attitudes. And that's what the federal government does. And that's what it's trying to do in this case, close quote, she said before the announcement. It's always easier to change behaviors. Behavior modification, behaviorists. It's always easier to change behaviors than it is to change attitudes. The attitudes that our people have held against sexual deviancy in our midst for centuries and centuries and centuries. Not easily changed, but behavior, yeah, you can do that. Dog training. You interdict in the life of a young one early enough, and you can produce whatever kind of a demon or monster you want. Just keep giving them those little cheap Chinese treats and toys, and you can get them to sit on their butt and bark and paw in the air and, you know, sit and stay and heal on command. It's always easier to change behaviors than it is to change attitudes. Television, media, movie theaters, drama, music. It's always easier to change behaviors than it is to change attitudes. And that's what the federal government does. It changes behaviors. And that's what it's trying to do in this case. The government is responding to, quote, what we sensed was a growing problem within schools, close quote, Ollie said. The Civil Rights Office received more than 800 harassment complaints during the fiscal year that ended September the 30th. She said, I wonder how many Civil Rights Office's complaints were received from parents that resent the indoctrination of homosexual behavior in public schools. I wonder how many parents have taken their children, to use the wrong terms, mothers and fathers taking their sons and daughters out of schools, trying to break the habit. Hal Anthony's trying to get me to break that habit. If you haven't listened to Behind the Woodshed on Sundays, it's worth listening to. Really oughtn't call them children and parents. That's a legal relationship. Mothers and fathers, sons and daughters, that's a better way of going. Anyway, the government is responding to what they sensed. It was a growing problem with schools. Lost my train of thought. Civil Rights Office received more than 800 harassment complaints. I wonder how many mothers and fathers have taken their sons and daughters out of public schools and put them in private schools just to keep them pure, mind, body, and spirit, and away from this indoctrination program. I don't know. The usurper's administration has taken other steps to highlight and address bullying, including staging an August summit on the issue. We're going to have an August summit. I wonder how much money is being wasted on this. In a video address released on October the 21st, Barry the usurper said he was shocked and saddened by the suicides. Of course, he's not shocked or saddened by his behavior in the past. He doesn't mind going to a bathhouse with Rom and the other boys, you know, in Chicago. I don't mind doing that at all, you know. Walking around at a nude beach, you know, admiring each other's genitalia. You don't mind that. You know, hey, can I borrow your towel right now? Oh, hey. Nice day out, isn't it? Yeah. I stay out of there, Will. Don't go there. In a video address released on October the 21st, the usurper said he was shocked and saddened by the suicides. Well, I'm shocked and saddened by the suicides, too. But I'm even more appalled by the way that they want to cure this. What they want to do is they want to go in and reinforce it. You know, they want to pat the young people on their head and say, that's good, don't worry, that's good, you know. That's the right thing to do. He joined Democratic New York Governor David Patterson, talk show host Ellen DeGeneres, and employees of Mountain View, California-based Google Inc. in submitting videos to the It Gets Better project. It Gets Better. A public campaign targeting homosexuals, but actually they say here, gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender youth. My God. The initiative, organized by Dan Savage, a syndicated columnist, and the editorial director of a Seattle newspaper, well, they're named The Stranger. Oh, man. Features testimonials of adults urging young people not to commit suicide over bullying. They don't seem to be going after the problem here. They just keep putting Band-Aids on the sucking chest wound of the body politic. Well, that's that article. You can read it on Bloomberg this morning. It's a little bit more about money. Money, 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 money. As Alfred Addis says. G20 is to avoid competitive devaluation, and they're prodding China. All right, Simon Kennedy and Shaman Autumn writing this for Bloomberg. Group of 20 finance chiefs have vowed to avoid weakening currencies to lift exports and left it to its leaders meeting next month to flesh out how to further pressure China to allow faster gains in its yuan. All right, we're pressuring China. Interesting, they got the finance ministers and the central bank governors all posed up for a photograph here. And you look at this photograph and you've got all these individuals in these high dollar suits and the ladies dressed so nice in suits as well. And they all the Orientals, all the other Europeans, all these other people, they all have their hands, you know, hanging at their sides or maybe slightly behind their back or something like that. And Timmy Geithner, he's standing there. He's committing the great faux pas. All right. He's got his hands clasped in front of his genitalia. Okay. Somebody, they took a long time for him to teach him how to tie his tie. It really did. I mean, it took months and months and months. You know, his tie was always askew, looked like the tie was flying over his back shoulder. Anyway, but now somebody's going to need to work with it. No, Timmy, when you're doing a group photo with dignitaries, you don't stand there with your hands folded in front of yourself like that. That's not correct. That ain't right, buddy. Group of 20 finance chiefs, again, they vowed to avoid the weakening currencies. All right, so we're seeing some problems, some blowback here. Finance ministers and central bankers ended talks in South Korea on the 23rd, forswearing, quote-unquote, competitive devaluation to calm fears of a trade war stemming from using cheaper currencies to spur growth. Now, cheaper currencies, if the USD continues to decline, isn't that a cheaper currency? Isn't that cheapening the U.S. dollar? Just let it go on down, you know, test 74 and then 71.18, as Bob Chapman says. Isn't that a devaluation? Isn't that a cheaper currency? Being cheap and cheap, cheap and cheaper? And yet, we're putting all the pressure on China. While Benjamin Shalom Bernanke and boys are causing the U.S. dollar to go down and down and down and down and down. Where's the equity and all that? We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America. Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So, I mean, we can go on and on endlessly, but these news articles I try and bring out each morning, you know, I go through most everything on the Bloomberg website every day. I try and find things that we can talk about, you know, that have more than just the news value, because they're showing us what the agendas are, what the backstories are, and they're showing, you know, basically they're telling me, you know, and the financial community. I mean, Bloomberg is read by people that invest, you know, bucks in all this stuff. And so they're building these word pictures for all of the folk out there in the investment land. And so I try and decode them a little bit if I can. Not that I'm all that great on it. I think Doug Owen and Mike Chambers do a better job on carving the news, but sort of part of the process of doing talk radio, so I've delved into it myself. Most of the stuff I wouldn't spend a moment on in my own life. You know, I mentioned before in the past, I don't have a television, never had a television, wouldn't take a television home. They're giving them away free down to Walmart. Just don't have any need for it. Don't subscribe to any newspapers, magazines, none of that. I like to get my information out of books more than any place else. But anyway, there's a lot going on here. So there's stuff going on in the currencies. There's stuff going on, you know, morality-wise and so on and so forth. But let's turn back and carry on with something that I just mentioned briefly, tag end of a broadcast a couple of weeks ago before the city of Exeter started laying on top of me about the presence of my Chevrolet carryall truck in the driveway is causing a substantial diminution of the property values in this neighborhood. Public health and safety issue. You know, trying to get me to move my truck, even though it's my own private property, on my own private property, own this place, no mortgage here. Be simple, as high as you can get as far as title's concerned in this country. In perpetuity. But we just barely started this little bit. You know, everybody hears about Tragedy and Hope, Carol Quigley's big tome. But he's written other things. This is The Evolution of Civilizations, an Introduction to Historical Analysis. Carol Quigley, great Jesuit himself, probably. Jesuit trained, for sure. Published in 1979 by the Liberty Fund Books. And it was originally copyrighted in 1961 by Carol Quigley, so we're going right back to sex, drugs, and rock and roll in the beginning of a lot of the troubles that we have that this particular article points to when we talk about sexual deviancy and this new cultural norm, the new norm. And in here, we just briefly began a discussion of his idea, the historical change in civilizations, the evolution of civilizations, where we're talking about his concept of the seven stages that civilizations flow through. And so I'll back up a little bit and cover it again. The process that we've described, which we shall call the institutionalization of an instrument of expansion. Now, let me back up to that, give a little bit more background. The idea, I don't know how many of you have ever read The Concept of Corporations, by, what was that fellow's name? I'll get it in a minute. Lost it. Drucker, Peter F. Drucker. All right? the concept of corporations. In that book, I learned this from Drucker, is that we begin with a need, and from that need, an instrument comes. Let's say that you have a need, and you're trying to, you know, build a house or something. I mean, this is really all out of context here, but trying to build a house, you have a need. You've got a big box full of nails, but you don't have a hammer. And so you have to create a hammer. And that becomes an instrument to drive nails, right? And as governments go and as civilizations go, beginning with a need, then they find an instrument, they find a suitable instrument. All things go fine until you raise that instrument into an institution. So you have all of the hammerism that comes after that. You know, they raise it into an institution. They have federal grants and aid and funding for hammers, because hammers are important. Society just would collapse without the hammers, because we need hammers to drill, you know, to hammer nails in. And so we go from a need to an instrument, and then the instrument gets converted into an institution. But according to Peter F. Drucker, as soon as that conversion occurs, the process of decay and decline immediately come in. Once you convert an instrument to an institution, look out. You've just gotten at the top of the slope, and now you're going to ski to the bottom. So here, back to Quigley, same time period, by the way, the process that we've described, which we shall call the institutionalization of an instrument of expansion, will help us to understand why civilizations rise and fall. You know? The rise and fall of the Roman Empire, the rise and fall of America. By a close examination of this process, it becomes possible to divide the history of any civilization into successive stages. I've shared with you in the past that Auguste Comte had his law of three stages, the ultimate development of man, the overall picture of man's development here on the planet Earth, he visualized, where the first stage was the theological stage. This was where we were ruled by priests and priest kings. And then we transitioned into the period of the metaphysical, went into the metaphysical stage. You might think of that as the Reformation and the Age of Reason, the Enlightenment. And that you transition out of that metaphysical stage into the positive stage, where you no longer are looking for all of these, you know, hypotheticals, the creator of the universe and all of that sort of stuff, and reliance upon man as opposed to God or God opposed to man. And you move firmly and further into the final stage of man, which is the last stage, and it's the one that, you know, has the end with no ending. And that's the positive stage. And so that's August Comte's rendition of this, and here we're going to look at Carol Quigley's law that has seven stages. By a close examination of this process, it becomes possible to divide the history of any civilization into successive stages. We have, and his use of this word and this terminology indicates to me that he is at least influenced by the writings of Auguste Comte and a positivist most likely himself, which is why I studied him, because I can find traces of it throughout his writings, a positivist. We have said that these divisions are largely arbitrary and subjective and could be made in any convenient number of stages. So, again, this is Auguste Comte's idea, that in the positive stage, man, that everything is relative and there are no absolutes. In other words, they're not seven stages. They could be any stages. How many stages would you like? How do you feel about that? Do you think that's the right number? There are no absolutes. No, part A doesn't fit in part B. You know, you don't have to put it there. You can put it in your mouth. Don't put it in your mouth. You don't know where it's been. Well, don't put it in the other hole either, please. We have said these divisions are largely arbitrary and subjective and can be made in any convenient number of stages. We shall divide the process into seven stages, since this permits us to relate our divisions conveniently to the process of rise and fall. These seven stages we shall name as follows. Again, I'm quoting right directly from the book, page 145, 146, and 147, Carol Quigley, The Evolution of Civilizations. Number one is mixture. Number two is gestation. Number three is expansion. These are the stages of civilization. Expansion. Number four, the age of conflict. Number five, universal empire. Number 6, decay. And number 7, invasion. Now, where are we today in America? Where are we on this list of 7 as posited by Carol Quigley? We're well past mixture, are we not? I mean, the floodgates just kind of opened. People came to this continent, creating this country, carving it out from everything else. Gestation took a while, but finally we came up with constitutions and had a body. Expansion, yeah. Seward's Folly, all the way out to Alaska, Hawaii. Well, we'll talk about that right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, our call-in numbers remain 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call and weigh in on this, one of our chatters in the chat room rightly got the answer. Which of these various 7 stages do you think we're at today? I think it's the correct answer. Certainly, Universal Empire has been where we've been for some time now as we build it. But I think we're in stage 6, decay. You can see that the decay is rampant with an article like the one that we talked about with the confusion over the proper function and use of the body parts. People that are so just, you know, completely confused as that are ripe for overthrow. And that's the next step, number 7, invasion. So we've got mixture, that we went through, gestation, expansion, you know. We had the Louisiana Purchase and the War of 1812 and all that, picked up Texas, and then kept right on going. And we had westward, ho, wagons, ho, wagon trail. Yeah, blue cowboys. Okay. Great at Mobile Ear, the expansion of the railroad systems. Picking up Alaska, picking up Hawaii. Then we go into the age of conflicts, World War I, World War II. Actually, you might as well start with the Civil War, you know, the War of Northern Aggression. Pick that one up, then go into the World War I. Had to be forced into that. World War II, you know, worked in the Lusitania, worked really good. Let's go to, you know, Pearl Harbor and try it again. They did that. Korea, Vietnam, Bosnia, Serbia, Gulf 1, 2. Universal Empire, nation building, making the world safe for democracy. Herbert Hoover, Woodrow Wilson, Colonel Edward Mandel House, Bernard Baruch. Decay. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Scofield Reference Bible. Decay. And then invasion. Right? Financial system in shambles. No confidence left in our monetary system because we haven't had honest weights and measures for some 80 years now. Ripe for invasion. Just the other day, shared an article Vicky sent to me in regards to the Chinese military sharpening their swords and looking at the United States as a good place for Chinese feet to find enough fertile ground for them to live. That's kind of, you know, what Adolf was looking at when he was looking at the Russia, Mother Russia, and Poland, and Upper and Lower Silesia. There was Austria. There was places there where they could grow more food. That's what they needed, a breadbasket. Didn't have a breadbasket. Could have got it, too, probably by trade agreements. But unfortunately, the Brits weren't going to allow that to happen, so they forced us into wars. Continuing along here, every civilization, indeed every society, begins with a mixture of two or more cultures. Cultural intermixing. Of course, you could have the, you know, English and the French. They got that with William the Bastard, Norman, all that. That's why law French existed even at the time that King James was writing the Bible. He was real good at law French. Of course, little John Stuart Mill, son of James Mill, he was multilingual while he was still in short pants. Mixtures of two or more civilizations, two or more cultures. Such mixture of cultures in very common, that was like the Goths and the Visigoths coming in on the Romans. Or the problem between Sparta and Athens, mixing the cultures, getting the Hittites involved in all of that, you know, those bulbous nosed creatures. Had a lot of Hittites in this multicultural world that we live in. Such mixture of cultures is very common. In fact, I mean, all this is colonialism. All the colonialism, the English coming into South Africa and Asia, the expansion of the Roman Catholic institutions all over the planet, the reductions in Paraguay, you know, the perfecting of communism by the Vatican and the Jesuits. Such casual cultural mixture is of little significance unless there comes into existence in the zone of mixture a new culture. Can you see the Maguiladora? What is that? That trade boundary on our southern border. All right? A zone of mixture, a new culture. Bilingualism, multiculturalism on the border states. The process, Arizona, putting up signs telling people to stay out of this, out of our parks because they're filled up with, druggies. The process is a little like the way in which a mixture of chemicals sometimes produces a new compound different from the mixing of chemicals. This is also adultery. You know, the Bible talks about, you know, thou shalt not commit adultery. Well, does that mean that you shouldn't, you know, poke your neighbor's wife? No. It has to do with the adulteration. What happens when you mix water with wine? You adulterate the wine and the water. You neither have wine or water any longer. Now you have watered down wine or wind down water. Adultery. The new compound is a new society with a new culture. So we have this new culture of people trying to deal with these, you know, in these multicultural barrios, like New York City. I visited there in 76. And you walk from one neighborhood to the next, and it was just like a mind blower. It was so pronounced. You know, we have the Chinese district in Seattle, and there's another Chinatown in San Francisco. I've been in both those places. It's pronounced. You know it the moment you cross the street that marks the boundary. The contributing societies may be civilizations or merely producing societies like agricultural or pastoral. You ever had that aha experience as you drive out of town and you look and now you see that there's just wide open spaces? Man, look at all this grass and fence posts. And hey, there's a cow. Cool. We're out of town. Yeah. Trees, man, lots of them. Look at that forest. God, look at all those trees. The mountains. Wow. The contributing societies may be civilizations or merely producing societies like agricultural or pastoral or merely parasitic societies. You ever visited Washington, D.C.? With hunting or fishing. Of the millions of cases of such cultural mixture, there are occurring all the time. Only rarely does there appear a new society. Only rarely does a new society come out of it. Why is that? Because it's exceedingly difficult to get people to give up their tongues, their tribes, their creeds and traditions. You know, it was just the other day we read the story about Netanyahu and the Knesset. And they want to come up with a loyalty oath for Israel, of all places. That's amazing. What an affront that is. You can't get them out of your country if you ever let them in, but they want to make sure that they have a loyalty oath to Israel. Mind blower, those people is something else. And even more rarely does this new society become organized in such a way that it is a producing society with an instrument of expansion. So once this admixture comes down on us, you know, you go through these seven stages. So we're just discussing mixture here. We haven't even gotten down to the decay yet. We haven't gotten down to the age of conflict, but it's coming. In the rare case where this does occur, we have the first stage of a new civilization. The fact, and that's what happened in this country. As I've said in the past, you know, when people came to America, whether they came through the front door, you know, Ellis Island, or whether they came in someplace else, you'd come into this country and the first thing you'd do is you'd learn English. You know, whether you liked the English language or didn't like the English language, you need to speak the English language because that was our national language. And you need to learn something about history, even, you know, our history, even if it was wrong. You just learned it because that's what they were teaching in schools. You needed to learn something about the Constitution, you know. The Declaration of Independence. You had to go through all this little process. And then once you've done all that, you know, then you got to go in the big room with everybody else. And you could take your oath. That's what they're trying to do in Israel, I guess. So anyway, the fact that there have been no more than two dozen civilizations in almost 10,000 years of cultural mixture of producing societies will indicate how rare this occurrence is. We should consider ourselves a blessing, all right, to be one of the two dozen civilizations in almost 10,000 years of cultural mixing. Since cultural mixture occurs on the borders of societies, civilizations rarely succeed one another in the same geographic area. We have to go someplace else. Unfortunately, we're fresh out of territory. Well, Rogers says, by land, they ain't making no more of this stuff. Remember what he also said right after that. Buy your land in the path of progress and let progress run over the top of you. That's the guarantee to getting some money out of real estate. But you buy land because you ain't making no more of it. Do you think that we can go through a series of decay here and invasion and then just rebuild our country right on top of this ground again? Quigley didn't think so. History doesn't show it. A different culture will be built here. A different civilization will be built here if we allow this one to fail. Got a lot at stake. All the chips are on the table. We'll be right back.
Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So, you know, you look at all the different authors that are out there, you know, and you understand something about them by reading them, trying to find out, you know, what they were up to and, you know, how it lines up with the other research that you've done. Carol Quigley's got his baggage. Show me a man that doesn't have baggage, and I'll show you somebody that hasn't lived. We all have baggage. They just weed through the baggage and see, you know, what's good and what's bad and what's right and what's wrong. Just, you know, do a little bit of, use your powers of discernment. But he's laying out a pretty good good hypothesis here, a pretty good premises here. So let's just continue with it. He goes this way: the fact that there have been no more than 24 civilizations in almost 10,000 years of cultural mixture of producing societies will indicate how rare this occurrence is. Since cultural mixtures occurs on the borders of societies, civilizations rarely succeed one another in the same geographic area, but undergo a displacement in space. A displacement in space. You know, this is kind of what's going on with Israel and the Palestinians. Israel, the Israelis, the Ashkenazim, those that say they're Jews and aren't, and crowding their way in, forcing their way in, claiming to be, you know, the blessed ones, the chosen ones of the planet, claiming to have some title rights or interest in a piece of ground that was not given to them, but was given to the others. And that has been occupied for thousands of years by the Palestinians. But anyway, everybody wants to get on board and support Israel, you know, Israel first. This, the process may be described somewhat as follows. Within a society, people have little choice as to the ways in which they will satisfy basic needs. Yeah, I mean, that's where we're at. You're living in, you know, the Bronx, Manhattan, you're living in Chicagoland, Seattle, you know, in the inner city. You don't have a lot of choices there, all right? Within a society, people have little choice as to the ways in which they will satisfy basic needs. You know, you're all out of Cheez-Its and you don't have any more power Cheez-Its and it's midnight, where are you going to go? You got a terrible buzz on, you're thirsty, you know, where are you going to go? Well, you look to society, that's the idea, or fulfill their potentialities. If they're hungry, they eat the food their associates eat. Man, them Cheez-Its are good, pass the bowl. Right. Prepared in the fashion customarily used in their society. Would you pass me a Budweiser to go with my Cheez-Its? Mm-hmm. If prepared in the fashion customarily used in the society, if they wish companionship or a picture of their relationship to the universe or a relationship to God or security or shelter or sex or children or whatever they wish, they obtain these desires largely in the ways and the forms provided by their own society. I mean, you got your God, I got my God, you know. The sex, children. There are places in the United States that I've lived and visited where homosexuality is the norm, not the unusual. Amazing as it might seem. Out of every 100 people, more people are homosexual than straight. Amazing. Places in the United States that I've visited, some places that I've lived, where more people out of every 100, you know, do some form of recreational drug than are, you know, straight. Amazing. There's other places in the United States I've visited and I've lived where people are more likely to be sober than any other condition, and more likely to be heterosexual than any other condition. More likely to be honest, upfront, hardworking, clean, you know, Christian men and women than any other condition. And so what Quigley's telling us here is true. But on the borders of societies, there's a considerable mutual interpenetration of social customs. Look down again, Maguila Dora, right? That band on either side of the southern border that has been merged into one place. On the borders of societies, on the margin of town, in the suburbs. Some places you got that horse acre, you know. Some places you got a 5 acre and it's tucked up against a little four lot subdivision. Maybe some nicer homes, maybe a little gated community, 8 or 12 or 16 houses in there, surrounded by acreage. And you got these different ways of living there. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. This is obviously particularly true where intermarriage happens and where decisions must be taken and choices made as to which customs will be followed. The nearer you get to the inner city, the greater the frequency of interracial marriage occurs. When this occurs far enough inside the borders of a society for there to be a social majority and a consensus, there is no real choice, and if effort is made to make a choice, the children themselves will preempt for the local consensus. Try and get your children to date somebody that you don't want them to date, or not to date somebody that you don't want them to date. But in an area of fairly equal mixture, or in an area of unequal mixture, where the majority culture is declining and decreasing in prestige, a very real need to make choices arise. These choices in themselves are not very significant in forming a new culture, but two other considerations are important. In the first place, the many choices being made must be morphologically compatible in order to give rise to the necessary amount of integration to permit a body of social customs to arise. There must be a certain amount there to get a body of social custom to arise. How do you get a bunch? You know, it's like the thespians, all right? Not lesbians, thespians. You ever been around the music industry? You ever been around the theater folk? Ever been around people in the opera? Or how about police officers? Or school teachers? Or union carpenters? Or machinists? Or iron workers? Or masons? They all have this kind of thing going on. They party a certain way. They talk a certain way. They got something in common. And in the second place, a certain number of families in the same locality must make the same or similar choices. They choose this. Choices have consequences, but this we choose. We choose to make this an island of freedom. We choose to make our community free from these ordinances that violate our private property rights, our title rights and interest in land and our personal properties and effects. We choose to be secure in our personal effects against unwarranted searches and seizures. That's why every time we have a cop that gets out of line, we censure or get rid of that cop so that he understands what kind of a society he lives within. And we hold them to our standards. Our government gets out of line. We change that government. We develop a true island of freedom for ourselves and our posterity. You don't. You just go along, get along. Don't be surprised if government shapes you the way that they want. They shape your behavior, remember, from the article? They can't do much about your attitudes, but in the course of one or two generations, they can shape your behavior. In this way, a new society may arise. If this society is productive and if it becomes organized so that it has an instrument of expansion, a new civilization will be born. We look around the United States. We look at all the problems that are readily apparent. Maybe we need to go back and look at this list and think about it, mixture and gestation. If we are going to be the solution, it's going to be up to us to define who we are and whose we are going forward into what I would hope to be a time of greater and greater freedom and less tyrannical and despotic control. If we don't do anything, if I don't do anything, be no change. Go and be no change. We are the replacement set. We need a replacement set. You can throw out the Constitution, but for goodness sakes, have a replacement before you do so. You can throw out the government, throw all the vote, all the bombs out, but make sure you have a replacement set. Politics and economies and social orders, they all resent a vacuum. In vacuo does not exist. A vacuum is a funny thing. Poke a hole in the edge of a vacuum and it immediately sucks air into itself, fills the vacuum. A place that is void will fill itself. You remove one system, don't be surprised if a new system immediately sucks into place. Look how quickly the Continental Congress was formed. Look how quickly the Constitutional Convention came on and how quickly we had a government here and we threw the king out. It happens every time. Well, I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed this morning's broadcast. I did. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects.
Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. oraclebroadcasting.com.